Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith, and once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Today's music in review is new music from The Beat featuring Ranking Roger, Lux Prima, which is a supergroup that's comprised of Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Danger Mouse, and Dawn Richard, who was formerly of Danity Kane and Dirty Money. So let's get to it. We're going to start off with Dawn Richard's new record. It's called New Breed. And the cover art is really cool. It's like she's in Native American Indian, like chief attire. This huge, beautiful, long white feather headdress that covers like that just goes all the way down on both sides of her body. She's laying back on the cabin porch. She has these cool silver like platform boots that go up to like her almost to her kneecap. She looks great. It's just a real cool cover. But yeah, the album's called New Breed, like I said. And let's get into Dawn Richard's history. So here we go. New Orleans, Louisiana native Dawn Richard, a.k.a. Dawn, the daughter of Chocolate Milk percussionist and vocalist Frank Richard, released her first solo material under the name Dawn Angelique. The album, Been a While, recorded while the singer was attending the University of New Orleans and working as a cheerleader for the NBA's New Orleans Hornets. It came out on the Yeah Brother label in October 2005, around the time she made her first appearance on Making the Band Part 3. The third edition of that reality series produced Danity Kane, a group that released two Billboard 200 topping albums, Danity Kane 2006 and Welcome to the Dollhouse 2008. Prior to splitting, then, along with Diddy and Kalena Harper, she became one-third of Diddy's Dirty Money, a short-lived group that debuted in 2009, released an album in 2010's Last Train to Paris, and then a mixtape in 2011's Love, Love vs. Hate Love. Prior to ending in 2012, while the group was active, she continued to develop her solo career. A mixtape, 2011's The Prelude to a Telltale Heart, and EP 2012's Armor On preceded her first official album in January 2013's Golden Heart. With the second installment of her trilogy, 2015's Black Heart, she gifted her core R&B fans with the EP in 2016's Infrared and is closing out the year with 2016's Redemption Heart. Now, that was then. Now, here is now. Dawn Richard returns with New Breed, which was released on January 25th of 2019. The 10-track project is inspired by her formative years in New Orleans and draws influence from the city's history, combining the influence of its musical heritage with her experimental leaning and R&B sound. Many of the tracks that feature on the project, including the title track, New Breed, have been produced by Dawn herself. The album also features contributions from Hudson Mohawk, MGN, and Kaveh Restigar, if I'm saying it right, and more. So that's some background on Miss Richard. And let's get into the first song I want to talk about. The 9 intro is the opening track on this record. It starts off with Dawn harmonizing on the first track while also singing over her own harmonizing. All this is an acapella, although her harmonizing begins to have a computer-like voice effect on it towards the end. This song is about her being a young woman from the 9th District of New Orleans. She reminisces on growing up in the 9. She would love to go back to that time in her life. Like I said, the whole song, acapella, no music to it. That's just the intro. And so Now, a little tidbit, just so you know when someone can really sing. Yeah, they do it in acapella, let you know, oh yeah, this is me. Yeah, I don't need any auto-tune, this is my voice. She doesn't need any auto-tune, so just saying. So here's the lyrics to the 9 intro. Listen, I want to go back to John Lee Drive, eating crawfish and watching my so-called life. I want to go back. Yeah, I want to go back to John Lee Drive, where Shonda and Sonya used to kick it every time. I want to go back. Yeah, I want to do all the things that I used to do, except waking up for Catholic school. I want some snowballs, man, and some Camellia Grail. Let me re-say that. Okay. She says, I want some snowballs, man, and some Camellia Grill or trolley stop. It's cool. I want a rock where the people don't judge you. They don't hang with you if they don't F with you. Censor. Parade season where they got the Zulu. Throw a beat at you if you're real rude. And here's the chorus. She's just a girl from the nine, from the nine, from the nine, nine. She's just a girl from the nine, just a king from the nine. She's just a girl from the nine, from the nine. From the nine, nine. She's just a king from the nine. Don't hold back. You the nine. So that's the intro, which is cool. So now, Jealousy, that's another track on here I'm going to talk about. And there's also a video for that. So I'm going to talk about that too in a minute. So Jealousy, it starts off with an Indian chant. A lady elder begins to speak about being the big queen. The Indian chant now lays in the faint background as the big queen speaks. She also states that the big queen is the ruler of the wild, wild west, uptown and downtown. The queens bring the fire and the rain. Once the big queen is done speaking, another voice comes in that is distorted, that is probably Dawn Richards. She speaks saying, go ahead and take another hit. Gonna light these trees up. Keys and the reggae dub bass line begins as Dawn is speaking in her distorted voice. A slow snare beat accompanies the keys and dub bass. The drums turn into trap style while the dub bass anchors the song. Dawn starts to sing about her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend basically cyber-stalking him. She also sings about how she knows what his ex-girlfriend is hoping for, a reconciliation, of course, right? But Dawn reassures her that that will not happen. Dawn also admits that her own jealousy is getting the best of her when it comes to her boyfriend's ex. This song has a great dub soul trap feel to its production. It is definitely one of my favorite songs on the record. The video is very sexy. I'm not going to say it's not. It is. It's very sexy. I like it in that regard, but I wish she would have conveyed her lyrics actually in the video instead of choosing to just sing and dance and be sexy. Don't get me wrong. Looking at this video will make any ex-girlfriend jealous when they see Dawn Richards. So yeah, let's not get it twisted. However, her lyrics on this song are great, and I really wish she would have shown the ex-girlfriend being desperate, trying to get back with her ex, and Dawn just shutting her down in a very classy way. I think a lot of women could relate to seeing that visually. So I just wanted to put my little two cents in there in that regard. But yeah, you can watch that video on YouTube, definitely. So here's the lyrics. Big queen, queen of the Wild West, uptown ruler, downtown too. On fire, we bring the fire, we bring the rain. I'm on fire, and I'm you, and I'm. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another hit. Gonna light these trees up. Gonna light these trees up. That's all in the distorted voice right now. Gonna light these trees up. BP got these trees, bruh. And then Dawn starts to sing. I wrote a letter to your ex-girlfriend on Instagram tonight. I shouldn't post it, though, but I really want Petty to win tonight. Dear Miss, you will never be me. I thought I'd introduce myself. I'm the reason he's flourishing, the reason he wake up the morning, the cookie that he eats when he's hungry. Ooh, oh, my. And pre-chorus, I know you feel you have a right to call him. You don't. I know you feel you have a right to text him. You don't. You don't. I know you feel he may be coming back to you. He won't. He won't. He won't. He won't. He won't. See, now, can you see this as a video, like her talking to her on the phone or just going back and forth on Instagram or like, you know, being in the girl's ear while she's on the phone? Just, I mean, it could be so creative for a video for that. But let me finish. Okay. I know you feel like he'll come around. He won't. Oh, 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 oh. And then chorus, jealousy, oh, it keeps getting the best of me. Yeah, oh, oh, he won't, he won't, he won't, won't. And second verse, dear miss, you'll never be me. Oh, stop using Instagram to hit his homies. Using Morse code to try to catch him lonely. Your page don't even look like you. Them boobies look phony, censor. Pre-chorus, I know you feel you have a right to call him. You don't. You don't, you don't, you don't, you don't. I know you feel you have a right to text him. You don't. You, oh, oh, don't. I know you feel he may be coming back to you. He won't. He won't, he won't, he won't, won't. I know you're praying he'll come around. He won't. Oh, 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 oh. Jealousy. Oh, oh. It keeps getting the best of me. Yeah. Oh, oh. He won't. He won't. He won't. Won't. Jealousy. Oh, whoa. Oh, oh. It keeps getting the best of me. Yeah. He won't. He won't. Won't. Jealousy. Oh, hoo, hoo. Don't you know which, that you are best of me? Yeah. I'll reread that. Don't you know that you are best of me? Yeah. Ooh, hoo, hoo. And then the outro. Dear miss, you'll never be me. Ooh, hoo, hoo, ooh. Dear miss, you'll never be me. More of the oohs. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another hit. Gonna light these trees up. Gonna light these trees up. Gonna light these trees up. BP got these trees, bruh. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another hit. Go ahead, take another. Gonna light these trees up. Gonna light these trees up. Gonna light these trees up. B, go, go, go. So when she's saying, go ahead, take another hit, is she saying, you know, go ahead, you can try, but it's not going to work? Is she saying that? Or is she saying, you know what, I'm going to smoke to this and just relax and not just get too in my feelings and go off on this woman. Let me smoke and calm down because she wants to be me and it's just not going to happen. Too little, too late. You snooze, you lose. So I'm trying to figure out what those particular lyrics mean for the song. But it's catchy. It's cool. And like I said, you know, the video is cool. It's sexy. But yeah, it would have been cool to see her, you know, have an actual literal meaning of that. And that's the thing, too. A lot of these videos today, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I need to see more concept in music videos. Music videos are made for a reason. It's supposed to complement the song, make you want to buy the record, you know, give you a lasting impression, leave a lasting impression on your mind, you know, when you hear it. So, and that's what's missing a lot today with music videos today. They're just kind of all like taken for granted in that regard. I'm just like, come on, really, people? I mean, when it comes to this art, you can do better. You know, if you write a good song, be proud about it and tell us what it's about. Show us that, visually. If you're going to do a music video, then show me what your song's about. You know, it shouldn't be that hard. And it doesn't take a whole lot of money to convey your message. You don't have to have a whole lot of money to be creative. That's like the spark of most art. Most art, you know, begins that way. It's, you know, not a whole lot of resources, but a whole lot of creativity, and you just make it work. So now, if you don't want to talk about what the song's about, I mean, I prefer music videos to be literal so I know what's going on, but you can be creative. You don't have to be literal, but if you can still be creative in what you're showing me visually, you know, I can let that slide. But if it's just you singing or just you dancing, then I just get agitated. Just saying. I just get agitated. So, yes, you can do better, artists. You can do better. Give me better music videos. You know, one of the reasons why Michael Jackson was successful with Thriller is because of that video, that long form video. Yes. You know, Busta Rhymes had great videos. Missy Elliott had great videos. Guns N' Roses had great videos. So, yeah, you know, it can be done and it should be. But enough of that. So in regards to the artwork, once again, so that's called, looks like it's a, she gives a special thanks to Chief Montana and the Ouachita Nation for making this hand-sewn Mardi Gras Indian crown for her project, and it's beautiful when you see it. That's what she has on when she's sitting on that porch in front of that cabin, the New Breed. So let's get to the next song. Well, we'll get into that after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Once again, you're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast with Captain Keith. We're currently reviewing the new Don Richard record called New Breed. And we're about to review and discuss the last song that I'm going to talk about. The song's called We Diamonds. It starts off with an acoustic piano intro as Don Richard does some spoken word for her opening verse. You can also hear the sound of a record being played in the background. Trap drums and bass kick in as Don begins to sing. The trap bass and acoustic piano anchor the song. At one point, the trap bass begins to mimic the piano rhythm towards the end of the song. The song has a less is more feel to its production, which is something I never thought I would be able to say about a trap soul type of production. This song is about how black women are the most mistreated people in America and the most underestimated. Dawn goes on to sing about how black women may at times be rough around the edges. It doesn't make them any less of the beautiful diamonds that they are. No matter how much pressure that others may apply to them, they will always shine. She celebrates being the new breed, bold, sexy, and fierce, with drive and determination, always shining. And here's the lyrics. Intros, new breed. Stop calling me, so here's our spoken word part. Stop calling me ambitious when I dream farther than Curry's 3-point range. It's not a compliment when you doubt my success in a polite way. I'm used to being the underdog because black girls who have minds and a cause are stifled with leashes and cliches. But we new breeds. We run over insults and screw brothers like Bobby Boucher, censor. We new breeds. We coast over doubts like Tony Hawk in the prime of his X Games. So that was all a spoken word opening verse from Don Richard. And then she starts to sing verse one. I had to be the one to learn the crap the hard way, censor. Pick up the pieces even though I wasn't the one to blame. No excuses, because I only made up my game. Grind up, got to keep my grind up. I wasn't chasing nothing that was never mine to take. Rocking the best, dressed head to toe in my mistakes. I got that type of crap, censor. Type of crap, censor. Don't ever fade. Shine up. Got to keep my shine up. And here's the pre-chorus. So won't you put that pressure on me? Because then you'll see the best in me. And then the chorus. Darling, you ain't noticed. But that don't mean we ain't diamonds. And even though we're broken, that don't mean we ain't diamonds. I know that we ain't polished. But that don't mean we ain't diamonds. We rough around the edges. But that don't mean we ain't diamonds. Second verse, what I got up in my pocket don't come easily. I had to drop it off. Guaf, it ain't pleasing me. Never play with people that's prepared to cheat on me. Eyes up, got to keep your eyes up. I wake up every morning and I'm feeling hella free. Paid my dues so I can do this crap the way I please, censor. I've been on my grind. I've been waiting patiently. Hustle up, got to keep your hustle up. And here's the pre-chorus. So won't you put that pressure on me, because then you'll see the best in me. And of course, darling, you ain't noticed, but that don't mean we ain't diamonds. That don't mean we, and even though we're broken, that don't mean we ain't diamonds. I know that we ain't polished, but that don't mean we ain't diamonds. That don't mean. We rough around the edges, but that don't mean we ain't diamonds. And then the bridge. We were made under the weight of mountains, so we can take whatever you throw at us. And then the chorus, darling, you ain't noticed, but that don't mean we ain't diamonds. And even though we're broken, that don't mean we ain't diamonds. I know that we ain't polished, but that don't mean we ain't diamonds. We rough around the edges, but that don't mean we ain't diamonds. No, 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 no. There you go. I like the song, I like the lyrics a lot. Very inspirational, very positive, very empowering. Excuse me. Dawn Richards' New Breed is a record about her upbringing in New Orleans, the love of home, empowerment, open and honest sexuality, the culture of being a Black Indian, community, fear, insecurity, jealousy, determination, success, and independence. Trap / organic soul that works, soulfully charismatic and compelling. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 9 out of 10. My favorite tracks on this album are The Nine Intro, New Breed, Spaces, Dreams and Converse, Shades, Jealousy, Sauce, We, Diamonds, Ketchup and Po' Boys, and Po' Boys outro. There you go. And before we end the Dawn Richards segment, as I was letting you know, she is touring. So today's about the 10th. So tomorrow she's going to be, looks like the Le Hazard Ludique in Paris, France. Says Super, Dawn, and Dweems. That's tomorrow, April 11th. On April 14th, is Dawn live in the Pink Room in Manchester, England. And that's going to be at 7:30 p.m. April 15th, Dawn with Unoma, Okudo, and Kitty. And the Blue Arrow. Let's see. That's going to be, well, it's at the Blue Arrow, excuse me, in Glasgow, Scotland, on April 15th. April 16th is Dawn at the Jazz Cafe in London, England. April 19th, it's Dawn at the Head Row House in Leeds, England. April 20th, it's Dawn at the Think Tank in Digital Newcastle. Okay. And that's Newcastle, England. That's Newcastle, England. That is where the birthplace of Sting from the Police. Just let you know. And April 23rd at Les Nuits in Botanique in Brussels, Belgium. Let's see. Am I missing anything? Any more shows? I said that's April 23rd. Did I mention April 21st at the Portland Arms in Cambridge, England, or the UK. And June 29th at the Nectar Lounge in Seattle, Washington. Okay. Well, if I can't get her to come to California, I might have to go to Seattle. We'll see. So Dawn Richards is on tour. So the question is, will she be doing any further dates in America, in the States? So she's definitely overseas in Europe this week. So that's cool. And next on our list is Lux Prima. This is the brainchild of Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Danger Mouse. And let's see what kind of info I have for you. So the cover art for this is cool. It's like a black cover with, like, it looks like a sparkler. It's kind of like a phoenix or a firebird or something. It's kind of hard to describe, but that's what it kind of looks like. It's interesting. It's right in the middle of the black cover. So, and here's some little background. Lux Prima is the first collaborative studio album by singer-songwriter Karen O and record producer-composer Danger Mouse. It was released in March 2019 under BMG Records. According to a New York Times article, it's an album of sprawling, soulful, cinematic psych rock filled with astral bass lines and gauzy strings. Karen O and Danger Mouse initially met in 2004 when he was DJing an event with Iggy Pop. Oh, jealous. They started to think about collaborating together after a Karen O phone call in 2008. They ran into each other again in 2012, but the project didn't get moving until 2016, a year after Karen gave birth to her son, Django. That's awesome. Congratulations on your son. Now, Danger Mouse was in the same room with Iggy Pop and DJing. So that's the Iggy Pop record I want to see produced by Danger Mouse. Yeah, that's the album I want to hear. Just saying. I digress. Okay, let me get back to the artist at hand. Okay. Lux Prima was written and recorded at Electric Lady Studios in Greenwich Village, New York. That's Jimi Hendrix's studio, folks, for y'all who didn't know. The collaboration between Danger Mouse and Karen O extends beyond just this album. They pair their music with an immersive art installation at the Marciano Art Foundation in Los Angeles on April 18th. That's up and coming this year, 2019. Danger Mouse caught the event as the ultimate listening experience. The art installation was overseen by Karen O's husband, British director Barnaby Clay. Okay. So there that is. So there's the info on the new Lux Prima project that features Karen O and Danger Mouse. And mind you, Danger Mouse has also done other projects, but we'll talk about that after we talk about this record. So the first track on this record is Lux Prima, self-titled, so there you go. It starts off with various synthesizers overlapping each other, with one playing a string arrangement in the background. Drums kick in, bass drum heavy with the bass guitar simultaneously. It's classic Danger Mouse orchestral, atmospheric, spacey production. Very shoegazer-ish. Towards the middle of the song, the tempo changes. The drums change to a snare kick combo. The keys become light. The bass line is thin in sound but precise. This is the point where Karen O begins to sing. The bass and drums navigate the song from this point on. The bass plays like a rhythm guitar with its melody and delivery. This bass line starts to drive the song with the new rhythm. The bass line starts to drive the song with a new rhythm. The synthesizer / keys are atmospheric and orchestral. The production of this opening track gives you a perfect blend of rock, space, and classical. The keys in the background are deliciously moody in their delivery. You don't even realize that this song is 9 minutes long. Karen O sounds like a rock and roll goddess, soothingly harmonious and divine. This song is about Karen O not focusing on herself, but rather a man that she is infatuated with. In other words, it's not about me. It's really about you as far as I'm concerned. She can't get this man off her mind. He has her undivided attention. So, and here's the lyrics. Intro, faithful, sunshine, faithful, sunshine. Verse 1, no eyes open, no eyes closed. No smoke on your breath, no eyes closed. No sun in the glass, no darkness. No eyes, nobody but you. And the chorus, I'm nowhere, I'm no one. Or she says, I'm nowhere, I'm no one, I'm nobody. There's nobody but you. I'm nowhere, I'm no one, I'm nobody. There's nobody but you. And then the bridge, look, boy, you stay on my mind. 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 Second verse, no eyes open, no eyes closed. It's not what you said, no eyes closed. No drops in the glass, no one listening. No sound, nobody but you. And then the chorus, I'm nowhere, I'm no one, I'm nobody. There's nobody but you. I'm nowhere, I'm no one, I'm nobody. There's nobody but you. And then the post-chorus, no, no, no eyes open. No one listening. No, no, no eyes open. No sound. Nobody but you. In the outro, flash, 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 flash. And there's more flashes. Flash, 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 flash. So that's the opening track. But like I said, it's like this 9 minute great song. Now, props to Karen O and Danger Mouse for, you know, having the guts to say, you know what, I'm just not going to give you a 3 minute and 3.5 minute song. You know, if you don't want to play on the radio, that's fine, but this is how we feel. We're going to go with how we feel. The song is 9 minutes. That's what we felt. That's what we're putting out. So I dig that. Now, mind you, that's not a single, at least not yet. But if they were to do it, I'm down for it. I like it. I love the song. It's great. It's a great opening track. Just saying. So the next song we'll talk about is called Turn the Light. Starts off with keys that are playing in a low octave. Drums and tambourine with the thick bass line. The drums are kick drum heavy. An acoustic guitar chimes in the background playing like a harpsichord. A faint rhythm guitar comes in as Karen O sings the chorus. The bass and drums navigate the song. The rhythm guitar plays with the wah-wah effect in the faint background during the chorus. You can hear strings in the faint background as well. The bass line drives and stands out in this song. This song is about Karen O going out for a night on the town. She looks forward to hooking up with her boyfriend. When she goes out at night, she leaves all of her worries behind because she's going to meet up with her love. He makes the night into light. When she's with him, his love makes everything brighter. We'll get into the lyrics after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Once again, you're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. This is Captain Keith. For the lyrics for Turn the Light. Verse 1. I go out at night and paint the stars. I go out at night and leave my head on the bed. I go out at night and race my heart. I go out at night and leave my head on the bed. The pre-chorus. Starry, starry night. This is how I want to live. Gonna lay me down in love. I got so much more to give. Starry, starry night. This is how I want to live. Gonna lay me down in love. I got so much more to give. And of course, tonight, my love, will turn to light tonight. Tonight, my love, will turn to light tonight. Tonight, second verse. I go out at night into the dark. I go out at night and leave my head on the bed. I go out at night to where you are. I go out at night and leave my head on the bed. And the pre-chorus, starry, starry night. This is how I want to be. Gonna turn that dial up, and that love will set me free. Starry, starry night. This is how I want to be. Gonna let my body shine, and that love will set me free. Tonight, my love, will turn to light tonight. 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 Tonight. Then the outro. Into the light, your love takes me high. Into the light, your love takes me high. Into the light. So, and then the last track I'm going to talk about is called Woman. It starts off with a strong bass line and snare-heavy drums with humming/harmonizing vocals. The production has, to me, like a 60s-like Motown feel to its production. Karen O is singing through a vocal effect that is slightly distant in delivery, as if she's on a telephone or a mega horn. The bass line has a James Jamerson Motown feel to its rhythm. Towards the end of the song, the tempo changes. It slows down. You can hear some piano. New harmonizing slash humming in the background, and the drums are no longer snare heavy. Bass drum slash kick drum combo that is muffled, actually. This tempo is for a brief moment, then it returns back to the previous rhythm and ends abruptly as Karen O declares her womanhood. This song is about Karen O letting you know that she goes after what she wants. She won't let anyone tell her that she can't be and do what she wants because she's a woman. It's because she's a woman is the main reason why she can't be stopped. This song is funky and empowering, and I love it. Yeah, definitely. And here's the lyrics to it. If you want it, then you take it. Forget what you see when you close your eyes. Girl, you make it. And the chorus, I'm a woman, what you see. I'm a woman, what you see. I'm a woman, what you see. What you see ain't what I need. Oh, and then the second verse. You don't want it, then don't take it. No rest for the weak. No sleep at night. You can make it. You're going to want it. You're going to make it. You forget what you see when you close your eyes. You can take it. And then the chorus. I'm a woman, what you see. I'm a woman, what you see. I'm a woman, what you see. It run through me. It run through me. Oh, then the bridge. Won't you come by? Excuse me. Won't you come be my friend? Won't you come be my friend? Because the only other friend I could ever be is to me. Then the chorus. I'm a woman, what you see. I'm a woman, what you see. I'm a woman, what you see. It run through me. It run through me. Oh, and then the outro. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Lux Prima's self-titled album is an album with themes on love, reckless abandon, empowerment, space, depression, and escapism. This is a great rock and roll record that blends psychedelica with soul and classical. It makes, surprisingly, for a perfect blend. Some of the lyrics are too abstract, but otherwise Karen O's voice is angelic, fiery and passionate all at once, while Danger Mouse provides an outer space / soul orchestral production that leaves you flying and jonesing for more. Another great collaboration. I look forward to hearing more from this duo. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record an 8.5 out of 10. My favorite tracks are Lux Prima, Ministry, Turn the Light, Woman, Redeemer, Leopard's Tongue, and Nox Lumina. And so, just to let you know, Danger Mouse like first started off with... So we talked about Karen O is from... She's the lead singer of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So Danger Mouse, you know, back in the day, he had an album with a rapper named Gemini, and Gemini was spelled with a J. After that album, which was a good record too, Danger Mouse did the production. He got known for doing the Gray album. So he took Jay-Z's a cappella vocals from the Black album and mixed them with the Beatles' White album. He took the Beatles' White album, took the music and resequenced the music and mashed it up with Jay-Z's Black album lyrics. And it was a masterpiece. When you hear that Gray album record and the cover's got, it's like a character, it's like a caricature of Jay-Z's face and like gray and white, and the Beatles are behind him. Their faces are behind Jay-Z's face. Jay-Z's face is the bigger face in the middle. And when you hear that record, you think Jay-Z's in the studio with the Beatles. It's eerie, creepy, and awesome all at once. So you went from doing that to doing Nas Barkley, that's him, and CeeLo Green from the Goody Mob. Then he did another side project with James Mercer from the Shins called Broken Bells. That's amazing. Two Nas Barkley records, waiting on a third one. And then two records with Broken Bells. He went on to co-produce Beck's Modern Guilt. Probably my favorite Beck record in years. Yeah. Since like Odelay. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. I didn't like the Morning Phase one. It just took me to sleep. But Modern Guilt was, I still love that record. You don't even know. He produced the Norah Jones record. Great record. I mean, he produced the last Red Hot Chili Peppers record. Great album. Yeah, so this is a guy who went from being a DJ. This guy's like, production-wise, he became like the successor and production son of Rick Rubin, starting off in rap and then evolving into everything else musically speaking. Yeah, he's a producer to look out for. This group is great. So, and like I said, Karen O's voice is... I never listened to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs before, but after hearing this record, I'm going back to check out her group. Yeah, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, because I love this record. She's amazing. I love her voice. It's, yeah, I slept on this. Not again. So, yeah, great record. Pick it up. If you're looking for something different in rock and roll, this is where you go. This is where it's at. Highly recommend it. So there that is. Okay. I could talk about that record for a while, but I'm not going to. That's enough. So the beat featuring Ranking Roger, the album's called Public Confidential. It's their new record. But I'm going to go into some history. They're a legendary ska group. In the UK, they're the Beat. But in England, because there was a rock group, but in America, excuse me, but in the United States, there was a rock group already with that name called The Beat. So they had to change their name for America to the English Beat. So on this side of the earth, we knew them as the English Beat. But back in the UK, they're still The Beat. So amazing ska group. So let's go into two-tone ska, which is what they are. Two-tone ska, also known as second wave ska, two-tone. Two-tone originated in England in the late 1970s as a revival of the first wave of Jamaican ska movement of the 1960s. And by the way, Bob Marley and the Wailers were originally called the Wailers, and they originally did ska music before they evolved into reggae. So, and the Ska Lights used to back them, and they're a legendary, possibly the most legendary ska group ever. All right. It is considered to be the second wave of ska and was followed by a third wave of ska in the mid to late 80s. It draws its name from Jerry Dammers' Two-Tone Records, a term coined by Dammers, which released music by bands that helped develop the sound of that era, specifically The Specials, Dammers' own band, Bad Manners, who I saw back in the day. They were great. The Selector and Madness. These groups held roots found with first wave ska, often even covering tracks of the first era in their new style, whilst combining elements of the emerging new wave genre as well as elements of punk rock. A notable change from the original ska was bands bringing the guitar work to the front of the mix, where it was previously only used to carry songs in the background, like in Jamaican ska, where the bass is the lead. This style eventually left the UK, where it was picked up by bands in North America and eventually developed into ska punk, bringing even more emphasis on guitar work and aggression with the ska genre. And you can cite Fishbone for doing the whole ska punk thing or ska core way before Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Fishbone's first record, their EP, was ska. But when they did In Your Face and then Truth and Soul, it became a whole new ball game. They took ska to a whole new level. So yeah, let me want to make sure I say that so people know. Although, let's see, did I read this part? Yeah. Although the original Two-Tone Records label eventually shut down in 1985, many bands and artists continued to perform in that style. It became less commonplace with burgeoning fusion styles and the spread of third wave ska in both the United States and England. So that's the history of the two-tone ska movement. So now, The Beat featuring Ranking Roger, Public Confidential. There's a few things about this we're going to talk about. As I was reviewing this record, I got some news that really saddened me that I just didn't know. I don't know how I missed it, but I found out. So we'll get into that in a second. Hot on the heels of their acclaimed 2016 album, Bounce, The Beat featuring Ranking Roger released the brand new album, Public Confidential, on January 24th of 2019 of this year on DMF Records, expecting to delight two-tone fans who endured a 30-year gap before Bounce between albums. Public Confidential continues to showcase the band at their joyful, skanking best with 10 brand new songs produced by Mick Lister and Ranking Roger. Public Confidential will be available digitally and on CD, black heavyweight vinyl, blue transparent vinyl, and black/white half and half vinyl with signed copies available to pre-order. So the cover art, it's got a nice sky blue background, and it's got Ranking Roger standing almost to the center of the cover with his head tilted to like the right as he looks down. And it says Public Confidential in big white letters on the right-hand corner of the cover art, and The Beat featuring Ranking Roger in the top left-hand corner of it. It's a cool cover. The band is very much as before, but this time even more of a family affair, with Roger's daughter, Saffron, providing vocals as well as his son, Ranking Jr., on this record. So now, what I found out as I was reviewing this record is that Ranking Roger died like 2 weeks ago of cancer. So I had no idea that he had passed. So, you know, it was the first time I've reviewed a record in this year and a half. Whereas I was reviewing it, I didn't even know that the artist had just passed. Well, with the exception of like Mac Miller's record. So let me take that back. So we'll get into this review after this break. And I have a Ranking Roger story to tell you too about. Yeah. So we'll talk about that as well.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
And once again, you're listening to GSMC's music podcast. This is your Captain Keith. So once again, as I was saying, you know, Ranking Roger has just passed away. May he rest in peace, rest in paradise, rest in power. The beat featuring Ranking Roger, the new album, Public Confidential, it's just kind of strange and crazy for me because I just got back into the English beat and I stumbled upon Ranking Roger picking back up the beat mantle and making records and touring. So, as of last year, and you guys already know, last year I was able to review a new English beat record that Dave Wakeling put out. So it had been like 30 years since, I mean, the beat / English beat initially put out 3 studio albums and then like 1 compilation album that had live tracks on it as well. And I told you guys the story when the English beat / the beat broke up. They split into 2 different groups, General Public, which was Dave Wakeling and Ranking Roger, and then Funyan Cannibals, which was David Cox and Andy Steele, or Andy Cox and David Steele with Roland Gift. So it's just weird how I just got back into this, and I was so proud to see that Ranking Roger had picked up the beat mantle and just started doing his thing, because it was always weird to me how Ranking Roger and Dave Wakeling's voices sounded the same. And there are songs that Ranking Roger sang that I thought Dave Wakeling was singing, and vice versa. I didn't know. It was just strange. And when you see the contrast of these two people singing these songs with similar voices, it just sounds great. They were always a special group. And so let me get into the review, and we'll talk some more about Ranking Roger towards the end of the show. So the first song on the album, and there's a video for this, and I believe he made this video before he died. It's called Maniac. Starts the album off with drums, bass, and guitar right off the bat. The bass line is quick and steady. It navigates the song. The drums have a quick, skanking groove to them. The rhythm guitar is single chords that are strummed with like an echo effect. Very atmospheric. Ranking Roger's voice is amazingly timeless in sound and delivery. A saxophone comes in and out of the song. The rhythm guitar changes rhythm during the chorus. The bass line and fast-paced drums navigate the song. You hear a little more of the saxophone towards the end of the song. The song is about crazy, maniacal political world leaders and how out of control they are. And the video for it is pretty cool. There's great political images of figures from the past and present. Yeah. You get the message when you see the video. And here's the lyrics. I had to transcribe these lyrics myself. With the other reviews, they were readily available for me, which made it easier for me. So, but I had to do the transcription of this myself. So bear with me, but this is what I got from it. Don't dictate what I can or can't say. Clean your streets and then you discriminate. Take away every right to fill your runs. I don't bite, so I underexplained. I'm not sure if that's the right verse or not. Create fear, create the enemy. Don't you tell me how it's meant to be. You need to come to a, I think it says detonate. I think that's his English way of saying detente. I'm not sure. Because I'm ticking, 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 ticking. You're a maniac. You better backtrack because you're a maniac. You got me ticking, 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 boom. Don't tell me where I can or can't go. Keep me out of your war with Jericho. Create fear, create the enemy. Don't you tell me how it's meant to be, because I fight for you, for your rights, because it's going to explode. You need to come to, detonate, which may be detente, I'm not sure, because I'm ticking, 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 ticking. You're a maniac. You better backtrack, because you're a maniac. You got me ticking, 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 ticking. Freaking little maniac. I want my life back, because you're a maniac. Tell them in my contract, because you're a maniac. You're a maniac. You got me ticking, 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 ticking. Create fear, create the enemy. Don't you tell me how it's meant to be. You need to come to a detonate. You got me ticking, 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 because you're a maniac. You better backtrack. You freaking maniac, freaking little maniac. You better backtrack. Tell them under contract, because you're a maniac. You got me ticking, 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 ticking. You're a maniac. I want my life back. You're a maniac. You got me ticking, 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 ticking. Boom. So, yeah, there's definitely a political aspect to this new record, and that's the first track. And then the title track of the album, Public Confidential, is the song. Starts off immediately with drums, bass, and guitar and saxophone. The song has a slow pace, though. The driving bass line anchors the song. The rhythm guitar is distant. The drums have a kick drum snare combo. The saxophone is faint, just like the rhythm guitar. The bass and drums are up front on this song. This song's a little abstract for me. What I get from the lyrics is the need to have more transparency about the struggle of the working class and how they have come to realize that they have to take matters into their own hands because they cannot trust their government. Also need for transparency from the British government so that the working class won't get fooled again. So, and here's the lyrics that I was able to do from it. So, ripping complication that they sow, watching us every day, we don't get it, but we're the complicated. They don't now remember, ain't gonna let you. We're going to get you. We're the operation looking after our own. We know we never started, but we have to finish because now our facilities are stripped to the bone. Remember, ain't going to let you. We're going to get you. Our physical, the street don't lie. Or that might be our critical, the street don't lie. Or how critical, the street don't lie. Nobody going to close our eyes. We're public confidential. We're public confidential. We're public confidential because we should know what's going down. There's like a real swing to the song, too, when you hear it and when you hear Ranking Rogers sing those lyrics. We take responsibility because we care. We find the helping hand that's when it goes missing. They can try stopping us if they dare. Remember, ain't going to let you. We're going to get you. And then it's either our physical, the street don't lie, or how critical, the street don't lie. I'm not quite sure. Like I said, it was hard transcribing. I did the best I could with these lyrics, but it was important to review this album for you guys. Nobody going to close our eyes. We're public confidential, public confidential. We're public confidential, public confidential. We're public confidential. We're living in critical. The good don't lie. Nobody going to close our eyes. We're public confidential, public confidential. We're public confidential, public confidential. We're public confidential. We're public confidential because we should know what's going. Oh, excuse me. We're public confidential, public potential. We're public confidential, public potential. So, and then it says, because we should know what's going. Do you remember all the good days? They never saw me coming this way, did they? And now we're going to do it our way. Okay, because we should know what's going down. How critical, the street don't lie. Nobody going to close our eyes. We're public confidential. Public confidential. We're public confidential. Public potential. We're living in critical. The good don't lie. Nobody going to close our eyes. We're public confidential. Public confidential. We're public confidential. Public potential. We're public confidential. Public confidential. Because we should know what's going down. So And then the last track on the album I want to talk about, or the last track that I wanted to talk, it's not the last track on the record, but it's the last song that I want to review, A Good Day for Sunshine. It starts off with drums and then guitar and bass. The guitar and bass drive this song. This song is quick-paced, especially the driving bass line. The song has horns and saxophone in it that come in and out, especially towards the end. The rhythm guitar melody reminds me of the skanking guitar rhythm of the song Best Friend from the Beat/English Beats debut album, I Just Can't Stop It. The drums are snare-heavy and rhythm on this track. The bass really stands out on this song. The most skanking will be done on this song. skanking isn't dancing. So very upbeat and positive in tone. This song is about celebrating being in love and feeling like the great... feeling like life is great and perfect because you have found that special someone. She makes everything better. She makes you feel like you can handle everything that comes your way. And here's the lyrics. I'm walking down my street and check with everyone I meet. A good morning smile. I think I'll stay for a while. Then I hear that song we used to dance to all night long. It makes everything all right because it's a brand new day. And we know it's not about the weather. Got a feeling that it's coming my way. I'm getting ready for the sunshine. Oh my. It's a good day for sunshine. Feels good that you're mine. It's a big day one time to jump right into anything. It's a good day for sunshine. Feels good because you're mine. Because you're mine. Because you're mine. I want to ask the sun what's in my pocket for someone. I make everything all right because it's a brand new day. And we know it's not about the weather. Got a feeling that it's coming my way. I'm getting ready for the sunshine. Oh my. It's a good day for sunshine. Feels good that you're mine. It's a big day. One time to jump right into anything. It's a good day for sunshine. Feels good because you're mine. It feels all right. It feels all right. It's a good day for sunshine. It feels all right. It feels all right. It's a good day for sunshine. Whoa, yay. Here we go again now. It's a good day for sunshine. Feels good that you're mine. It's a big day one time to jump right into anything. It's a good day for sunshine. Feels good because you're mine. Because you're mine. Because you're mine. That's the end of the song. The beat featuring Rankin Rogers' Public Confidential is a modern-day ska record with themes on corrupt politics, love, red flag relationships, crime, paranoia, life on the road. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 7.5 out of 10. My favorite tracks are Maniac, Public Confidential, Who's That Looking on the Road, Dangerous, A Good Day for Sunshine, and Skank Away. So like I said, I found this out, that he died while I was reviewing the record. So it was just kind of weird and sad. Rest in peace, Rankin Roger. Let me read the statement. This happened on March 27th of 2019. We are deeply saddened to confirm that Rankin Roger has died aged 56. We have lost a wonderfully talented artist, charismatic frontman, and great friend. In autumn 2018, just before he was about to embark on his first U.S. tour in over 12 years, with a further worldwide tour following in 2019, Roger was diagnosed with cancer. At the time, he was riding high and very happy, having just released a superb live DVD at a sold-out London Roundhouse, finished a new album, and had over the preceding year enjoyed enormous worldwide success touring with The Selector. As 2019 began, he continued to bravely fight whilst undergoing various treatments. He managed to finish his biography, I Just Can't Stop It, with co-writer Daniel Rachel. It tells of his teen years growing up in Birmingham and then the superb good fortune of meeting the Beat. The new studio album, Public Confidential, which he was so rightly proud of, was released in January of this year. Our hearts and commiserations go out to his family, his friends, his loved ones, his bandmates, past and present, and of course to all his fans. It has been an enormous honor and privilege for all of us to have been a part of his life. So that was on the Beats official, the beatofficial.com website. That's where I got that from. So, and for my Rankin Rogers story. So years ago, I went to, it was like disco night at this club called Industry. And I even got dressed up for it. I had a good time with a friend of mine at the time. And while I was there, these guys with dreads came to the club, And I'm like, who are these guys? And turns out the lead singer, David Hines from Steel Pulse, he was like, hi, I'm David Hines. He goes, I'm from Steel Pulse. I'm like, well, what's that? He goes, we're a reggae group. And at that time, I was only, you know, I only knew about like Ziggy Marley and the Wailers. I wasn't really, I didn't dive into reggae as deep as I have later on in my life. And he was just like, hey, you know, I'm in town. You should come to my show. Check us out. Because I'll leave you some tickets. I'm like, really? Like, yeah. So I thought he was bullcrapping me, but he did. He left me tickets. I went to go see them at the at Meadowbrook Festival in Michigan. Or was it the Pine Knob? I can't remember. It was either Meadowbrook Festival, Meadowbrook, or at Pine Knob. But I saw Steel Pulse for the first time, and it blew my mind. I had like these main floor tickets and backstage passes. I was blown away at the show. And their opening act was Special Beat, and that was a combination of English Beat and the Specials. So it was Ranking Roger with Neville from the Specials. They were performing their songs together, doing their thing. So the concert was over. My buddy Dave and I went backstage, and I was excited to meet David Hines and tell him how much I loved the music. And once you turn me on to your music, I'm usually a fan for life, usually. You have to fall out pretty hard for me to be like, I'm done, I'm out. Got backstage. David Hines had some situation going on, I guess like with his son. So he was not available, and I ran to Ranking Roger, and I was just like, at this point, Ranking Roger had already done General Republic, and he talked to me and my friend Dave for like maybe a half hour to an hour. Made you feel special. I mean, I'm talking to this new wave alternative ska legend. You know, I'm like a kid, and he was just so nice and gracious and just very cool, very attentive, and just a very charming, pleasant man. And, you know, this is before he ever thought about just reuniting with General Public or even doing the beat. This was years. This is like over 20 years ago, definitely, easily. But, yeah, I mean, he was just a great person. You always, when you meet people that you idolize, or when you meet people that you're a fan of their music, you know, it could go one of two ways. They could be like jerks or really great. But either way it goes, you never forget. Ranking Roger was an amazing person to talk to. I'm very glad and humbled that I got a chance to cross paths with him. Definitely, your heart goes out to his family and to all of his fans. Yeah, rest in peace, rest in paradise. This is a great record. I like it. I hate I didn't get a chance to see him doing the beat, but his legacy is firmly cemented, and something that his family can be proud of, that he can be proud of. And he got even more political with these later beat records, and lyrically they're just amazing. It's a great record. I'm glad I have it. I'm glad I was able to review this album, and I'm glad I was able to share that story with you. So I walked away like being a big Steel Pulse fan and already just liking Ranking Roger even more. He told me about his solo album, his first one. I didn't know he had it. That's right. Radical Departure. He told me he made this record. So after that encounter with him, I went out and I ordered the record, and I have it. And my favorite track on that is I Told You. And it's a great album. And I bought a second solo album of his as well. I'm going to get his, I think he made two more solo records. I'm going to find those and get those too. And there's one more beat record. I have to get one more live album with the DVD on CD. I'm going to order soon. I have all that. But yeah, lasting impression, very positive, great guy, definitely missed. So Saxa from the beat is gone, and now Ranking Roger. So the ones left, I believe, are Dave Wakeling and David Steele and Andy Cox. I'm saying their names right. So and they've been kind of, don't see them anymore, actually, so. Let me make sure I'm saying their names properly. Yep, Andy Cox and David Steele. So I need to find out what they're up to these days. Yeah, so There's a few of them left. Dave Wakeling is still here, thank goodness. Andy Cox and David Steele. So, and I did see David Wakeling's version of English Beat a few years back, and it was great. I had a good time with that. So, look forward to seeing him again. And yeah, I mean, all of them just made great music. They did. Well, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, you've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. I appreciate you all. Thank you for listening. And all three records were great. I recommend them all. Lux Prima, Don Richards, New Breed, and the beat featuring Ranking Roger, Public Confidential. You will be pleased. You want something different, intriguing, something you can sink your teeth into? These three records from these three artists. There you go. Well, until next time, well, you know, see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music. From sports to entertainment and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.